Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Diana Graber. She's the author of Raising Humans in a Digital World and the founder of Cyber Civics. Diana, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm very, 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 very excited. Mm-hmm. I know when you watch people like Conan O'Brien or Jay Leno, they're always like, oh, I'm so excited. And they all are, I'm sure. But this one's very personal in that you are talking about kids and education, and you actually got a degree in media psychology. So let's just dive into your book, Raising Humans in a Digital World. What is that book about?
Well, that book is basically about the world we're living in right now, where kids are pretty much glued to their phones and their technology. And more than ever during this pandemic, they're using technology probably, 10 times more than they would during a normal time. So that's really important, and parents are trying to get a handle on that. And so my book really talks about, how do we raise good humans in this digital world? What skills do kids need to be, ethical, smart, safe, not only online, but also offline? Because for them, there is no online and offline. It's all one world. So my book basically is sort of a handbook for parents and teachers to help them guide kids in this really unusual, difficult time that we're going through.
Yeah, that's great. And now why, Diana? What's the backstory of why you even wrote this book?
Well, I mean, like most people, I was inspired by my own children. I went back to school about, a little over a decade ago to get that master's in media psychology and social change. And I was really fascinated by the way that media affects behavior, especially pertaining to kids. So I just
Be specific. What do you mean fascinated? Well, like your kids were locked on their phones and you're trying to talk to them. They're arguing with you as a mom, stop.
Details. Okay. Well, like when my own kids were growing up, it's really when social media started happening, like Instagram, and it was before TikTok, and they were kind of getting off of Facebook and all that stuff was happening. And it was a brand new world, and parents didn't know how to parent in that world because they weren't raised in it. And so kids were kind of navigating it on their own. And so we saw things bubbling up at their own school that had their first cyberbullying incident, and the administrator is like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what Facebook is. Help me. And that was kind of being played out all over the country. So,
but again, I want to hear specific stories. When you say cyber, because again, you're an expert, and I really want our listeners to really know some of the depth. So cybersecurity, meaning someone's like saying, hey, using racial terms or sexually harassing, like be very specific.
Gotcha. So that we can hear. This is like, 11 years ago, and my own children were in middle school, and it was a very loving, close-knit community. And all of a sudden, the girls in her eighth grade class were posting things on Facebook, and they were things that were sort of mean and catty and putting pictures of other girls where they didn't look good. Now, that doesn't sound overly dramatic, especially when you think of the things that are happening online today. However, when you're a 12 or 13-year-old girl, that hurts. And so they interpreted that as cyberbullying, and that's what bubbled up to the teachers and the parents who said, oh my gosh, we have cyberbullying happening. What are we going to do? And it was really kind of a glimpse into the future of what can happen on social media. It gets a lot worse than that, as we all know. But it's that event at our particular school made us say, look, we have to step back. We have to give kids skills so they know how to preempt problems online so it doesn't get worse. So that's really what spurred us to create the curriculum called Cyber Civics that teaches kids how to be good digital citizens. And that's why I wrote my book.
Well, so how practical is it? Because again, with kids, and I've mentioned to you prior to the podcast that I work and mentor with a lot of kids, a lot of them in the homeless shelter, and that's all they know. That's, as you said, the online and offline world, which is a great statement, is the same. So how realistic is it that you say, this is how you raise a human being? But bluntly speaking, it's like telling people not to drink alcohol, not to do certain bad things.
So I would never tell them not to use social media. That's not what this is about. that's you need to understand that, because you're right. Taking it away from kids, that's just not going to work. They need it today to connect, to get jobs, to get education. So the purpose of my book and Cyber Civics is to teach kids how to use technology well. And so we spent a whole year teaching them digital citizenship, which is the safe and responsible use of digital tools. They start learning how to manage their digital reputation, why that's so important, how that opens doors for their future. They know how to maintain online privacy, what's safe to share, what's not safe to share. They start looking out for each other. They're able to identify the difference between digital drama and cyberbullying and what to do and how to be upstanding when they see it. They understand the impact of hate speech. They know what to do, how to report it. I mean, I could go on and on because—
Well, yeah, but I still want to get into more specifics. So for instance, is this geared more toward parents, administrators, or kids?
Kids. So we teach the kids, well, cyber civics is the curriculum that we teach kids in school. My book, Raising Humans in a Digital World, is about telling parents why those skills are so important and what you can do at home to teach the same skills.
Okay, let's talk about that, because as you asked, what are the audience members in our podcast, and they're primarily business owners and executives, so they probably have kids or perhaps have kids, right? So again, I never really wanted to listen to my parents, because like a lot of teenagers at the time, I didn't want to listen to them. And so how do you actually convey to your 15-year-old kid of the things you said? Because you're saying it in a very sanitized and adult way, but I'm just curious, how do actual parents, because again, you mentioned you have a great neighborhood, you grew up in a great area, but a lot of people don't. So what are some suggestions you have for parents that can openly talk about this in a cool, fun way? Because the way that you explain it, it just sounds great, but it sounds like you're talking to parents or administrators, you know?
Yeah, so, okay. Oh, so number one, okay, I get you. And number one, if you're waiting till 15, forget it. It's too late. This is a conversation that starts with kids the minute you hand them a connected device. And like I say in my book, it's like building a house. It doesn't happen overnight. You got to go through a lot of steps. So for example, the first time your kid says, "Mom, I want to have TikTok or whatever," you're like, "Great, let's both open TikTok and let's read the terms of agreement or the privacy policy, like check it out, you know?" And the kid will say, "I don't want to do that." And you say, "Well, you know, that's sort of the rule that I have for entry. You have to see what's in there." And so you could look at that together. And so there's so many interesting things when you actually take a look at a privacy policy and you see what the social media company is asking from you in exchange for the free, and I'm using air quotes here, for the free information you get. So that's like a simple task that a parent and child can do together. And what I always tell parents is like, whatever your kid wants to do online, don't be judgmental, be curious. Because they're the reason that they love this stuff. I mean, it's so important to remember that a kid's job is to detach it from their family of origin and to go out into the world and connect with their peers to find out who they are and what they like. And that work is happening online. So you can't take that away from them. Just ask them about it. And what I've found, like working with kids, is that when they start using social media, they're really excited to tell their parents about what's happening. That door will close very, very fast. But take an opportunity when you still have that, you know, openness to be curious and to ask your kids what they're doing and what they're finding and what they're learning and why they love it. And then you have that communication happening from those days on until when they get older.
Wow. What's one specific...
I hear skepticism in your voice.
Wait, say it again?
I hear skepticism in your voice.
No. Well, I mean, we only have like a few minutes left, but I know, again, I have worked with kids and teenagers, and you're perhaps assuming that a parent will walk them through this so-called privacy, where bluntly speaking, I mean, everything that we go on, it always asks you privacy. That's why the scary thing is, this is a much deeper conversation that we can not really have right now, but that's why this podcast is really about what are actionable things we can do. So for instance, your book is called Raising Humans in Digital World. Love your purpose, love what you're conveying. But what's one point in your book that a parent can apply today from your book that you hope to share with them?
Well, one thing I would say, and this is super important right now during a pandemic, is I hear from parents that they're so concerned about how much time their kids are spending online. So number one, like, look at what they're doing. Are they just consuming mindless media? Are they making things and learning something? That's number one. Number two is make an agreement with your kid. And this should be different for a kid at every age, but sit down with them, agree what's a good amount of time, agree what's appropriate content for their age or stage, write it down, agree to it, check in every week. And then, you know, the arguments sort of fizzle away because you can go back to that agreement and say, "Hey, you agreed to this, you didn't hold up your end of the bargain, so therefore we have to go back and do this." And that will save a lot of grief in the long run.
Well, that's great, Diane. I really appreciate being on our show today. How can our guests connect with you and read your book?
Well, my book's on Amazon, Raising Humans in a Digital World, and they can find me via two websites, cybercivics.com, which is our curriculum website, We also have a website for parents and teachers that's full of free information, and that's called cyberwise.org.
Diana, thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christophakai.com to learn more.